Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. How many of you, by any chance, were here last night? Okay. How did you enjoy the concert? Was it great? Well, you get a great concert every Sunday night right here during the summertime with the Burlington Municipal Band. And our concert tonight, by the way, anybody, if this belongs to anybody, it's waiting right up here for you to claim it. Anyway, our concert tonight is being underwritten by an anonymous donor. And it's also being broadcast on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR at 9. Actually, it'll be following last night's symphony concert. So it'll be about 9:25 or so that we'll have this concert on. But at 8 o'clock tonight, as you're driving home, we'll be beginning the concert at 8. But as you drive home, you'll get most of the other concert, the Symphonic Blast concert, including all the booms of the fireworks. All of that will be happening as well. Anyway, the concert tonight brought to you by Standard Beaverdale, your absolutely Advent supporter of local events and community as a community businesses for decades, and the sponsor of every concert of this Burlington Municipal Band for over a decade. Tonight's concert Tonight's concert is featured with our concert master tonight. He's going on 35 years at West Burlington. He is the director of bands at West Burlington Community Schools. He is, and give him a warm round of applause, Mark Eveleth.
Thank you. Well, good evening and welcome to our Sunday evening concert. I look forward to showing many varieties of pieces for you this evening as we explore an incident that happened to me just a few years ago, about 30. So anyway, we're going to move forward in our concert right now. Our next selection that we're going to perform for you is a march by John Philip Sousa. It's entitled Hands Across the Sea. And it was first performed in Philadelphia, April 21st, 1899, at the Academy of Music. The next day's Philadelphia Times headlined the evening's concert with, Hands Across the Sea was repeated three times. The following statement is from the works of John Philip Sousa, Paul E. Barely, Integrity Press of Waterville, Ohio. And this is Sousa's words. After the Spanish War, there were some feelings in Europe against our republic regarding the war. Some of the nations thought we were not justified, while others just gave us credit for the honesty of our purpose. One night, as I was reading an old play, I came across this line. A sudden thought strikes me. Let us swear an eternal friendship. This is almost immediately suggested the title Hands Across the Sea for that composition. And within a few weeks, that now famous march became a living fact. So this is going to be John Philip Sousa's Hands Across the Sea. So by now, a few of you have had an opportunity to check out the program and notice the title, throughout the summer, most of the band directors that come up and conduct, they seem to have a theme that goes with their concert. Well, I got my music picked out back in June towards the end of the school year. And the music I used to choose from, well, the way my office was set up, when I first got to West Burlington back in 87, all the music was in open shelves that somebody had put up with those little metal bars and just pieces of wood, and all the concert band music that was listed that the West Burlington School owned was on those shelves. Well, to make room, I had my desk under one set of shelves. Anyway, I had gone to the office to make a copy or to see the principal or something. There was no one in my office, but when I came back, the shelves had collapsed right on my desk with my computer, bent the computer tray, didn't break the computer, but it damaged it, and all that music on above that shelf just spilled out and flew all over. So I had tons of music just sprawled all over my floor, and I thought, okay, well, that's not safe. What if a student had been in here, or if I had been sitting there working diligently like I always did? Okay, thank you. So anyway, I thought, okay, this is a lot of music, and I know I'm not going to play this much music this year or in the next 10 years. I couldn't play this much music that's stored out here. So I got 10 Xerox computer boxes, and I archived just tons of music. I just stuck all this music in. I went through it. I thought, well, we're not going to play this. We're not going to play that, and I put it all away. Filled out a sheet, computerized. I put down all the selections that were all the boxes, and I stored them up there. And so this spring, I thought, well, I'm going to kind of see what music I put up there. It's been 30 years. That's a long time to not play any of music. So I decided, oh, I like this one. This is a cool title. And I chose my concert mainly from that list or that those boxes that once almost damaged my career. So that is almost how we got to this concert title. I didn't come up to it. After a rehearsal, Jim Preeb, who does our publications, he contacts the newspaper and stuff. He says, all right, do you have a theme for your concert? And I said, no, not really. And Tom Bell, trumpet player, was standing there, and he says, well, because I'd already told them the story, he says, well, aren't we calling it the Broken Shelf Concert? It just seems logical. So, and that's how we became this concert. So out of this box, I found a great George Benson piece. He recorded and made it very popular. And when I found this selection in my archives, I just knew I had to get it out to play. So I chose this selection simply because I've always enjoyed it, and we would now like to perform for you on Broadway. Thank you. Did you notice the quote at the very end? Give my regards to Broadway. Yes. I love it. All right, our next selection is a concert march by Eric Osterling. Now, I chose this selection because it reminds me of my high school years when I was in high school band and going to state large group contest. My high school band performed this selection for the Iowa High School Music Association large group contest my junior year in high school, and I always loved the chromatic and the cascading lines in this music. So the concert march is entitled Totem Pole by Eric Osterling.
Thank you.
All right, so you're getting to hear a variety of sounds out of the band, to the flourish of woodwinds, to the low brass being bombastic, to our timpanist and our outstanding percussion section. We're going to tone everything down a little bit for you now. Our next selection is going to show off the band's ability to play with great emotion. On a Hymn Song of Philip Bliss is a restful, gentle, and reflective composition based on the 1876 Philip Bliss Horatio Spafford hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Horatio G. Spafford, a Chicago Presbyterian, layman, and successful businessman, planned a European trip for his family in 1873. In November of that year, due to an unexpected last-minute business development, he had to remain in Chicago, but he sent his wife and four daughters on ahead as scheduled aboard the SS Ville de Harve. He expected to follow in a few days. On November 22nd, the ship was struck by the Loch Earn, an English vessel, and sank in 12 minutes. Several days later, the survivors were finally landed in Cardiff, Wales, and Mrs. Spafford cabled her husband, "Saved alone." Shortly afterwards, Spafford left the ship to join his bereaved wife. It is speculated that on the sea near where the area where it was thought his four daughters had drowned, Spafford penned this text with words so significantly describing his own personal grief, "When sorrows like sea bellows roll." It is noteworthy, however, that Spafford does not dwell on the theme of life's sorrows and trials, but focuses on attention in the third stanza on a repetitive work of Christ. Humanly speaking, it is amazing that one could experience such personal tragedy and sorrow as did Horatio Spafford and still be able to say with such convincing clarity, "It is well with my soul." Hymn writer Philip Bliss was so impressed with this experience and expression of Spafford's text that he shortly wrote the music for it. And now we're going to hear a hymn song of Philip Bliss. this next story is a great one. The composers of our next selection, they both came from Germany, but they had a lot of a great influence on our American popular music scene. Now, they were popular back in the 40s, I would say, the 50s, and they were writers of light classical and easy listening music. So in terms of our own vernacular, I would say they wrote elevator music for the most part. Not that there's anything wrong with elevator music, but they also wrote music that was performed by Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin. So not necessarily elevator music of the time, some of the most popular music. They wrote Strangers in the Night, Lady, The World We Knew, and Sweet Maria. But tonight we're going to play something that's a little more on the light classical or the easily listening venue. And we're going to be performing one of their instrumental pieces entitled Jingo Django. So on this one, you're going to hear Jeremy Henman on the trumpet solo. So this is Jingo Django. Our next selection is entitled Highlights from Wicked. Now, I kind of got razzed by the band, because apparently this is one that I always choose, and I do this almost every time I conduct, so I obviously like it. I fell in love with The Wizard of Oz when I first read it, and when I saw the movies. That used to be a family event back when I was a kid to see The Wizard of Oz, and when Wicked came out, it was cool. So Wicked, for those who don't know, is the untold story of the Witches of Oz. It's a musical with music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz and the book by Winnie Holtzman. It is based on the 1995 Gregory Maguire novel, Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West, an alternative telling to the 1939 film, The Wizard of Oz, and Frank L. Baum's classic 1900 story, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. The musical is told from the perspectives of the witches of the Land of Oz. Its plot begins before and continues after Dorothy's arrival in Oz from Kansas and it includes several references to the 1939 film and Baum's novel. Wicked tells the story of two unlikely friends, Elphaba, who is the Wicked Witch of the West, and Glinda, whose name later changes to Glinda, the Good Witch. They struggle through their opposing personalities and viewpoints, rivalry over the same love interest, reactions to the wizard's corrupt government, and ultimately, Elphaba's public fall from grace. We will hear Ted Francis on the alto saxophone solo playing the melody of I'm Not That Girl. And when I wrote that, I thought, that's kind of funny. And he's not that girl. He's not Elphaba, and he's not any of them. So we hope you enjoy Wicked. I don't know. I just like it, and I think the band always plays it very well. So we'll probably hear it again next year. Jamaican Rumba. Two Jamaican Pieces is an orchestral suite composed in 1938 by Australian Arthur Benjamin, using two melodies from the West Indies. It is in two sections, Jamaican Song and Jamaican Rumba. The latter has become Benjamin's most popular work and is frequently heard in arrangement by the composer for two pianos. Benjamin was an adjudicator and an examiner for the Associated Board of the Royal Schools of Music, which led him to places such as Australia, Canada, and the West Indies. It was in the West Indies that he discovered the native tune, Mango Walk, on which he based his Jamaican Rumba, one of the two Jamaican pieces that we just mentioned, for which the Jamaican government gave him a free barrel of rum a year as thanks for bringing notoriety to their country. So thank you, Arthur Benjamin, and I hope you enjoyed that rum, and we're now going to play Jamaican Rumba. Thank you. All right, that little mess up at the beginning, I may have dipped into the room just a little bit ahead of that song. So I apologize. That is not how he wrote the introduction. But they recovered very well. All right, we're going to play one more song before we finish up our concert for you this evening. This is simply entitled Blast from the Past. We're going to finish this Broken Shelf concert with one of the first selections that I did probably with my West Burlington band back in the late 80s. You'll hopefully recognize and enjoy Good Lovin', Happy Together, Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss and Goodbye, Ted Francis on the alto saxophone solo. Every time. Land of a Thousand Dances, Stand By Me, Jeremy Henman on trumpet, and we'll finish with Louie Louie as the band performs Blast from the Past.
One, two, three.
All right, well, the time has come for the end of our concert. I want to thank again our sponsor. I think we had an anonymous donor for this concert this evening. I also like to thank you all for the support that you show the band each week. Next week is our final concert of the season. Our conductor will be Adam Krieger, and we will also be having a special early concert for all you jazz lovers. Members of the band have formed a jazz band and will be performing at 6:15 with the regular concert starting at 7:30. So we hope to see you all out for that concert. Once again, thank you for coming, and I hope to see you all here again next week for the jazz concert, 6:15. Thank you.